I'm Jane Weaver, health editor for MSNBC.com. I'm here with Dr. Billy Goldberg and Mark Lehner. They are the authors of the books Why Do Men Fall Asleep After Sex? And Why Do Men Have Nipples? Our first question today is from Rick in Sydney, Australia. Rick writes, I had a really bad accident when I was 13. Ever since the accident, my neck itches when it is going to rain. I'm able to predict rain 24 hours before it happens with 100% accuracy. While it rains, I don't itch. Why is this? Do you need a new weather forecaster?
If you want to know when there's thunder down under, who do you call?
Rick.
Rick.
Hi, Dr. Rick.
This is very exciting for me. Sydney, Australia. I have a very close friend in Sydney, Australia, Dr. John Rooney. Shout out to Dr. John Rooney. And Rick, if you need an orthopedist, you know, Dr. Rooney works at St. Vincent's Hospital. So if that neck of yours in a rainstorm gets, you know, injured.
So many people claim to be able to predict weather or have a kind of advance notice of storms and humidity and this and that.
I feel it in my
aches
knees.
And pains. And
I feel is there it any, in my knees.
But I don't really think there's much statistical evidence to back it up.
I feel it deep inside. I'm like a animal that senses an earthquake before it happens, or the tsunami. There is a lot of actually literature about this topic, and there's in journals of rheumatology, and we looked this up for one of our books. It was basically about the pain of arthritis changing with weather. And at least with respect to pain, what's really difficult is any of these studies, and whenever you're talking about pain studies, is pain is so subjective, so it's really hard to get good objective scales for judging pain. They've come up with some, but in terms of pain of arthritis changing with weather, there's a lot of studies that say that it's totally unrelated and it's people's perception more than anything rather than really true science. There is a little bit of evidence now coming out when they look at the analysis of all of these studies that the only thing that may matter is humidity. So it's hard to say what Rick is really feeling. Unfortunately, this is one of those things we can't clearly answer with any certainty, which is true in a lot of things in medicine. But maybe there might be something to Rick, the weather-sensing, stiff-necked Aussie.
I'm sure there is. I sometimes get a sort of itchy anus when there's going to be a nor'easter.
See, the itching part of it really doesn't make much sense
he's
to me.
He's not feeling pain. He's itching. His neck itches when it's going to rain.
He's not feeling pain.
He's
itching.
It's Rick, the itchy Australian. That's a morning cartoon that Mark and I are working on. Really, it's a fascinating subject. And, you know, people get frustrated. And we got a lot of letters from our book, and we get letters from the podcast about us talking our way around questions and not really answering things. And I'm going to say it again, and I'll probably say it 400 times more, is that there aren't answers for everything in science, and that's one of the wonderful things about it. So we'll throw out stuff that's there. We'll come up with our own, you know, half-cocked theories. But it's not that we don't know what we're talking about. It's just that there aren't answers to all these things.
It's also very hard to determine with things like this how accurate the correlation is, because people tend to have a more distinct memory of being right about things and don't remember, you know, perhaps having an ache and pain and not having the correlation to anything that happens.
So they believe there's
it's skewed. It's, you know, it's the same with people that have certain kinds of premonitions about events and think that they're, you know, have some sort of psychic ability. But I think we tend to give ourselves sometimes more credit than we're due simply out of selective memory.
Well, that's the main study that we read on this basically talks about people's tendencies to perceive patterns where none exist.
Right,
and that's
right.
What it was really about. So
that's what I'm talking about.